scared. That's what he likes, American Chicken.
Sponsor,
American Leak Detection.
All right, let's get down to business. So, do you guys know where the barbecue capital of Texas is? At least self-proclaimed.
Does Austin claim that?
More specifically, there is a town south of Austin that goes by the handle the barbecue capital of Texas.
You know, Dave? South of Austin. New Braunfels.
San Marcos?
Would you believe Lockhart?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I thought Lockhart was just a barbecue place.
I didn't know it was a real place.
Yeah. Well, it is a barbecue place, but it's also a town or maybe a city of 14,379.
City.
That when you head down, I guess 130, right? So the little bypass from Georgetown that can go all the way around to Austin.
Yeah.
You can then grab 183 south into Lockhart, right off 130. And Lockhart will take you just a few minutes to drive through, like I did on Saturday. But there was a curiosity of a great deal of, like, I looked over at Sally and I said, well, what's going on? Like, we were driving right down the main drag in Lockhart. And we're wondering, what's happening here? And what I mean is, as you drive through Lockhart, you are overwhelmed with what appear to be contradictory signs about where to get your barbecue.
So it's like a fight, like a war, like the old gas station wars.
It feels like there are multiple barbecue places of similar names trying to get you to, hey, look at us. And in one particular spot, you're literally looking at a barbecue joint with signs nearby that are pointing away from it down another street to go to a barbecue joint of what appears to be the same name.
That's like in Manhattan where you have Famous Ray's Pizza, an original Famous Ray's, and
yes,
Ray's Famous Pizza.
That's exactly what it is, Dave. And then when I got to a safe place where I wasn't driving, I wanted to read about what's going on in Lockhart with Black Family Barbecue and Terry Black Family Barbecue, because I was really, really confused.
Huh. Okay.
So I did a little reading. And I'm not positive I have this down, so I may need some helpline assistance, or I don't know, if a member of the family wants to help sort it out, that's
sure.
Cool. But I did find an article in Austin Monthly from a couple years ago called The Battle of the Blacks, Barbecue's Biggest Beef.
Whoa.
Subheadline. The two long rivaling sides of the family have taken their spicy feud to the streets of Lockhart. And, of course, then they, I think Terry Black's then expanded to Austin, or were they in Austin first, and then they came up to Deep Ellum. I don't think the other side of the family's up in DFW, I don't think, but in these barbecue wars.
Terry Who Black's knows? Just opened in Fort Worth, too.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's quite tasty.
It is. It's wonderful.
Okay, so according to the story, Terry Black's is the first, I believe. But then the signs reflect a Kent Black. And as I can tell, Terry is the original, but he has a dad named Edgar. Okay, so stay with me. Edgar Black started the barbecue institution, the Black Family Barbecue, in 1932. Okay? He has a son named Terry.
Edgar's the dad, Terry's the son.
And Mark is the grandson.
Okay.
Okay.
And they all like each other right now.
But I believe Terry has a brother named Kent.
And that's the beef?
And that's the beef. See, I like what you did there.
Huh, brother.
So, as we understand it, according to this paragraph in here, that Kent was able to wrest control of the Black's Barbecue as Mark's father, Terry, was president of the company at the time, but Kent was helping run the operation with the apparent blessing of the father, Edgar, who I believe has since passed away. Terry was ousted via a fax sent to his full-time CPA office stating that his and his son Michael's services were no longer needed. So to this day, Mark insists that his uncle Kent preyed upon his grandfather's ill health following a heart attack, and they had been planning a coup for years. And then so Terry, who's now ousted with his sons, split off to open a new place in Austin and then Dallas and then I guess back in Lockhart.
So they had the last laugh. They spun off because they were forced to.
While Kent hunkered down in their hometown as the outsized patriarch of a name that helped put Central Texas Barbecue on the map originally. And so it's...
Did the Kent version of Black's Barbecue, did that make it on the most recent Texas Monthly list?
It's a great question, and I'm curious now that you bring that up. But to continue the story, the drama didn't end there. Kent sent off a cease and desist letter when Terry's side of the family initially named their capital city, Austin outpost, Black's Barbecue. That same year, Kent debuted his own version of the family legacy in Austin near the UT campus, provoking Mark, Terry's son, to create some Instagram. They start firing at each other on the social media.
So did people originally think, though, that, oh, because this sounds a lot like the Mika Cena family, Dave. It's the same thing. That there was all this infighting within the family, and then you have all these little spinoff outfits.
Yeah, you had Matt's.
Yeah.
Or not Matt's. Matito's?
Yeah, Matito's. But anyway, did they think initially when they saw the name, oh, it's the same thing.
Let's go a city away and we'll call it Black's Family Barbecue. Yeah. We're Black's Family. So, and then Kent, who took it from Terry, is like, no, you can't use that name, which might explain why they're Terry Black's Barbecue.
Yeah.
You can't take my full name away from me. And I didn't know any of this. I'm just a caveman. But I'm seeing all these signs, and they're all, as you might expect, the color black signs in Lockhart, and there's tons of them. And so one is pointing you to the original location that still exists, and the other is the spinoff that opened up on the main drag right by all the signs to the other place. So if it sounds confusing, trust me, it is.
But is it working?
Oh, I think it's working.
Both is what I'm asking. Are they both successful?
I believe they are both successful. I assume Terry Black's is more successful, but I don't actually know that. So, yeah. Again, if somebody has any idea, I'm interested. But, yeah, I think the fact that they're sort of feuding, or at least were, has only raised all boats. And I think they both have a level of popularity. I don't know how each Austin store is doing, but I know Terry Black's is doing great up here, so I assume.
Yeah, neither is on the top 50 for Texas Monthly in 2025.
No kidding. Okay.
I believe Terry Black's is on the honorable mention list. I don't know about Black's Family.
Okay, well, there you go. So apparently it all starts with the dearly departed grandfather, I think,
Edgar.
Or perhaps he's still with us, but just in ill health. It didn't quite specify there. But the two sons have branched off into their own barbecue franchises of the same basic last name.
This is why
we have two sons.
This is why, in general, you don't do business with your family.
But when you have a family business, like the Jones family or State Fair, the Fletcher family.
Yeah.
The Fletcher's corn dog. Once you are handing it down to subsequent generations, everybody wants their piece.
It turns into a Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's why it was called Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. That's a little thing I've been thinking about this week after driving through Lockhart.
214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Friday bye.
Milestone Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more in A1 Knox Smith Security and Safes.
By the way, Snake Pit at 5:30, and then at 5:55, for those interested, on the day that he announced his captain's picks, Keegan Bradley, the Ryder Cup captain for the United States of America, who we will be rooting for, Bob.
You're darn right.
Will join us at 5:55.
This is an America First radio show when it comes to the Ryder Cup. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, not when it comes to America, but when it comes to golf.
Yeah. Well, let's face it. Golf is more important than the other stuff.
Golf is America. When are you going to realize that?
All right. So yesterday, Bob did the segment of driving down through Lockhart, Texas, and there was a barbecue war going on between the Lockhart families
The Black family.
Black family, yeah. Terry, Edgar Black was the grandpa, passed it down to his son Terry, then he had a brother.
I believe. Kent. Is Kent the brother?
Yeah, okay. Kent was the power move to get Terry out, and then Terry had to start his own spinoff.
So it's just weird, and we mentioned the Mika Cena feud between that family that's been going on for what seems like decades.
And I swear there's like a half dozen restaurants that have spun off from the original Mika Cena.
For sure. And then we mentioned the Fletcher's Corny Dog feud, which, again, if you have enough kids, it just seems like at some point these kids are going to want to take over.
Yeah, they're going to wrestle for control.
I mean, dude, think about...
Lots of throne room intrigue.
Think about the three kids, the Cowboy kids, and all of their kids.
Right.
How is that going to be passed down?
Yeah.
I mean, how many kids do they have?
Spalding feels like it's his God-given right.
It may be.
Everything is a season of succession.
Yep. Anyway, this guy wanted to explain the Fletcher's fallout.
Hi. I just listened to the thing about Terry Black's. And Dave mentioned the Fletcher family. Dude, that is much, much more... That is much worse, and I think, in my opinion, because the family that now runs Fletcher's Corn Dogs are not Fletcher's. The only reason why they got it is because Grandpa Fletcher, who was on his fourth wife when he died, gave it to her. She installed her family essentially as the puppets and pushed out the first wife and that entire side of the family, which had, you know, the one girl who had been doing it her entire life, and then so she wasn't able to do anything with what she had known her entire life to be. And then when she tried to open up a corn dog place using her family name, she was sued by the people now running her grandfather's company, and they won out. So she had to open a corn dog place called Corn Dog with No Name. So
Corn Dog with No Name.
I say that. Just, you know what, that's why I don't support the Fletchers anymore, because it's not the original family. They are Fletchers of lies. So, thought you guys might want to know that. Please.
So beyond the, and thank you for the phone call, sir, beyond the...
Wow, that's literally the name of it, Corn Dog with No Name.
That's really funny. But do you guys ever, or did you when your kids were little, and I know you have a little one now, Dave, but did you ever go to the grocery store and buy the big blue box? And it's called, like, I think it's called Original State Fair Corn Dogs.
Yeah, State Fair Corn Dogs. Yeah.
But they're not Fletcher's related?
I don't think so.
That's very fishy the way they got around that.
Yeah, he's not gotten into the corn dog yet. But the bite-sized corn dog without a stick, those are clutch.
Yeah. But can you buy Fletcher's anywhere but the fair?
I don't think so.
So they have a month-long run and that's it?
Yeah, you would think they need to.
Gotta be some
they need
more,
to have
no?
more ways to monetize.
I think there's a restaurant chain that does it the month leading up to the state fair. You can only get them there that month.
You know, we talk about Android phone and iPhone. What about when you break down the biggest sellers at the fair? Whatever the items are, there's a million items you can get. You know, from funnel cones to turkey legs to obviously corn dogs and beers and all that, but. How much does Fletcher's Corny Dog dominate that racket out there? It's got to be at least 50% of the items sold. Fletcher's has to be that. I would think. Everybody goes and gets a corn dog. Everybody.
Yeah. It's like your first stop. You go to the Fletcher's by Big Tex.
Yeah.
So Fletcher's, they ship nationwide via Goldbelly. Okay. And they have a food truck that is consistently at Clyde Warren Park.
Oh.
So they are year-round, I guess. They do catering and stuff, but primarily it's the fair.
How many family businesses have this sort of thing?
Dude.
It must be an amazing full book of grandkids or kids who just, I thought I was going to be running the empire.
Mm.
And then there's a disagreement, and before long, holidays are ruined.
That's why I have such respect for the kid, and it was in succession, too, the kid that just doesn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
You know? Just like, I'm out. I'll go blaze my own path.
Yeah, I have other interests. I don't want to do what you guys do.
Right, and hang out with all you people and everything.
I mean, it's fun to be a Nepo baby and have the resources to do something else.
Right. All right, good stuff.